Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are pleased to be joined now on our Orange Bowl tour by the head coach of TCU, Gary Patterson. Coach, thank you for taking the time to join us. What a difference a year makes, right? A lot more optimism about college football this year than a year ago.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, everybody kind of knows what's going on. That was it stopped everybody's hearts last year in March. No spring ball, and then didn't know you're going to play the season and do all that. So, yeah, for us to now know what our kids are like, you know, was getting to know some of our freshmen because we recruited them, but we really didn't get them here. As I tell people, it's like getting married. You know, you met her on Zoom, you courted her on Zoom, you got engaged on Zoom, you got married on Zoom, and then, by the way, we're going to live together. You know, some of that stuff's been different, but it's been fun, especially here at Media Days, to see everybody, all our friends. All the people are here. It's just been truly fantastic to be back.
I always look at your program and look at how well you play defense and the things you do to orchestrate your defensive strategy. We live in an area here where in the past the University of Miami had great defensive teams, but this is an era in college football where it's almost impossible to play defense. How do you deal with it? How have you dealt with it in trying to contain all these spread offenses?
Well, you know, it's just you have to play defense like offense. You know, we play plays, and you got to also react, and you got to be multiple. I think that's what they do, and you got to be able to keep them off balance. If you don't, if you just line up what I call a beer can defense and they know what you're going to do, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble because they're going to just do it all day unless you just got better players than they do. So for me, it's all preparation. You know, we're looking at the first six ball games of the season. What we got to put into our two-a-day installation so that we're ready for everything and give them a few new wrinkles of doing some of the things we do. And so never changes. You got to keep moving forward.
These are interesting times in college football with the NIL, transfer portal, all of those things. As it comes across your desk, how do you go through those issues?
Well, transfer portal, you know, transfers always had been good, the ones that were good for you. The NIL, I think it's a good thing. I think, like I told them earlier in our thing, it's, you know, we had probably a player that went out in the draft as a junior that if he would have had where he could make a little money and helped his family, I think he would have probably stayed and played another year. And so I think there's some positive things that'll come out of the NIL that the kid can help us. But I think the kids need to still, the priorities need to be there, you know, school. Still become the best player, because if you're a good player, you're going to be able to help yourself as far as name, image, and likeness a lot more, and be able to go forward. But I think these kids being able to help their families, as things where some of these kids come from, I think are positive. So for me, I've kind of just enveloped it and put my arms around it, and you know, but it's still my job to win ball games. That's the first thing we're trying to get done, and then also help them the best I can in their lives. And so trying to get both done.
Gary Patterson, head coach of TCU, is our guest on the Orange Bowl media tour. Coach, the Big 12 Conference, that's a gauntlet to go through, isn't it? Maybe you can talk. Can you talk to us a little bit about what it's like week in and week out? Play round robin, everybody gets to play each other. What's that like trying to get through that schedule?
Well, it's hard, especially if you've been here for a few years, because pretty soon you don't fool anybody. And that's what I was talking about, having to be able to come up with a few new ideas within your offense and defense. But, yeah, it's everybody's good at what they do. And so you got to be able to prepare, and pretty soon it just comes down to athletes. And so it's because they've got an idea of how you're going to do things. So we've had to, every year you got to spend a lot of time in the off season how you change up to help yourself. So,
what are your thoughts on where your offense stands this year?
You know, I think we're going to be better. You know, obviously having a quarterback to go through all the the offseason, do everything. I think this is the first time we've had a starting quarterback come back since 17 when we played for the conference title. And so, we'll see. We're defensive. We've grown up and up. But I think as a football team, I think we're ahead of where we are, even though we lost some good players. I think as a whole, I think we've got a chance to be a lot more successful. So we'll find out.
You think that maybe you were one of the first guys to go to more of the 4-2-5, the more of the hybrid defense? And can you explain how that does help against these spread offenses?
Well, yeah, for us, because of the five defensive backs, it doesn't matter what you line up in. You're going to handle it a lot better. It's better to go small to get big than I thought to go big to get small, you know, especially with all the speed that people put on the fields anymore. So, allows us to be a lot more multiple.
Since you've got a great defensive mind, do you ever go to your offensive guys and say, hey, listen, this is what really kills us on defense. Maybe you should incorporate that into your offensive thought process?
All the time. Yeah. You know, we always do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Always trying to tell them what people are doing is better than what maybe that we were doing or how we're doing, at least from a concept-wise.
We, of course, are also representing the Orange Bowl. Orange Bowl is the semifinal game. We'd love to see TCU here. What are your thoughts on the college football playoff expanding to 12 teams?
I think it's awesome. I think it's going to give people more chance, but I do believe that we need to make sure we keep the other bowl games in consideration. But, yeah, I think probably TCU would have been in the playoffs both 14, 15, and 17, three out of the 8 years we've been in the conference. So I think it would have been a big positive for us.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. The very best of luck this year.
Well, I appreciate it. And, thanks for having us on, and go Frogs. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.